With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Gay Talese grew up in Ocean City, New Jersey, the son of a tailor and Italian immigrant.
I really hated myself. I grew up with an idea of wanting to lose myself, lose whatever identity I had that was foreign-born.
In his book, Unto the Sons, Gay Talese writes about the uneasy relationship he had with his father. On a day in 1944, Gay was throwing a baseball around when he should have been working inside his father's tailor shop. When his father suddenly appeared, Gay threw the ball at him.
He saw this thing coming at him through the air, and he never saw me throw a ball at him before, for sure. And he sort of put his hands up to protect his face. The ball hit him on the side of the face.
Both Gay and his father were stunned by this near hostile act.
He sort of then leaned over to pick it up, and he looked at it as if it was a strange thing that came from Mars. And then he tried to toss it back to me, and he never knew how to throw a ball. I threw it like a girl.
The ball rolled under a truck, an embarrassing moment for both Gay and his father.
Historically, it told all, in a sense. I was of the generation that wanted to play ball. I was an American, and the national pastime was my sport as well as everyone else who wasn't Italian. To this man from this foreign country with his foreign way of doing things and foreign way of not knowing what baseball was about, It showed you how many worlds apart we were.
Unto the Sons is a big book, a historical portrait of the Talese family, but the book's best moments focus on Gay's relationship with his father and mother and of growing up as an Italian-American. Unto the Sons by Gay Talese is now an Ivy paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Gay Talese is satisfied being known as Gay Talese.
The real name is pronounced Talese. T-A-L-E-S-E is Talese. And Gay is from Gaetano. My grandfather was Gaetano. My mother changed the name in 1932 when I was born because she didn't want to be an Italian either.
Talese grew up in New Jersey, primarily among WASP and Irish Catholics.
I'm an olive-skinned person. I can't look like a present. I mean, I'll never look like a Kevin Costner or Robert Redford or, you know, I have the look of the Mediterranean about me, like Mario Cuomo, for example.
When Gay turned 50 after a successful journalism and literary career, he decided it was time to learn more about himself.
I'm a man who spent all my working life looking to sources to get information. What information is there around about me, about where I come from, who I am?
So with his mother and immigrant father as his guides, Gay researched the many generations of the Talese family and wove their stories into a book called Unto the Sons. Talese says Italians came to America dirt poor, and that even now, few Italian-Americans have literary pretensions.
I'm suggesting that there have been very few people with Italian-American names that have been on your show. I say this with no knowledge, but my supposition is that your writers that you choose to interview are of names that might be Anglo-Saxon like your own, or Jewish, or even black.
Gay Talese's sprawling family saga, Under the Suns, is now an Ivy paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.